Hey, good morning, everybody. This is encouragement and motivation from my heart. And as you can tell, I am driving on my way into work. And as I was sitting here just thinking about what is it that I can bring to you as encouragement or motivation or inspiration today. Of course, my mind is going a million miles a minute because obviously I want it to be applicable to your day-to-day life. My mind is also going into what is currently, you know, happening in my own life. And I'm hearing some things on the radio. You know, one of the things that they said is that there's good and there's bad that goes on in the life, and what is it you're going to choose to focus on. And the glorious thing about that is that we do have a choice. We have a choice as far as what we're going to focus on throughout the day. And my husband is sick this weekend, or right now, and so we're not quite sure if he's going to be able to make it up this weekend. And so I was just telling my kids yesterday that it was just so happy, and I was so thankful that I had them in my life, because sometimes you got to have those people in your life around you constantly, so that way you can choose to focus on what can help you be strong. And because if we don't choose to focus, then the ways of this world and our own faults will choose to bring us down. And emotionally, I'm not gonna lie, it has been hard without having my husband here. You know, when you've been with somebody for 16 years and they're not here, you know, by your side, just helping you live the day-to-day life, as a whole entity, as a family, it's hard. But God has brought us through the struggles that we have endured since we've been apart. And I know that there's many families out there who have been apart way far longer than what we have. I mean, my friend, her husband travels a lot, and she is such a strong woman, and I admire how strong she is and how she keeps up the day-to-day life. And you know, on the outside it looks like everything is kept together, but sometimes when on the outside it looks like everything's kept together, sometimes on the inside it could be a struggle. And it's hard to admit that there is a struggle. But that's why God brings people around you. People around you to help you stay focused. People around you to help you be strong when you feel weak. And because it's the Holy Spirit within them that God is using. Last night we were able to go over to somebody's house from the church. They invited us over for dinner. And it was so nice. It was nice to be able to have the kids play together, to just be able to sit and socialize and talk and just be outside of our own element. So it was definitely nice, but you still have that piece that you feel like is missing, especially when you go over to a couple's house and your other half isn't there. So today, if I had to label this podcast anything, I would say, what is it that you choose to focus on? Because we do have a choice. We have a choice to be strong, or we have a choice to not be strong. And there's so many people. One, I know my kids need me to be strong. You know, what good of a mother am I going to be if I just break down right in front of them? Because I know, one, my son would be like, Mom, what's wrong? And he would try and fix it. And this is just something that I know that we just have to I have to gain strength in and be strong in, because everything happens for a purpose and it happens for a reason. And it's only to make me stronger and to continue to help me become the person that God desires me to be. And that's what my focus is. So what is your focus? What focus are you choosing today to lean into and to grasp hold of? Is it a focus that's going to cause you to stay still in whatever situation you have going on? Or is it a focus that's going to cause you to push forward in the midst of the struggle? And my prayer for you and for anybody who listens in this podcast is that your focus be to push forward and to not allow the things around you to distract you from what your focus is. And if that is, you know, getting healthier, continue pushing forward to get healthier despite, you know, maybe you messed up, you know, in your walk of trying to get healthier. Okay, continue pushing forward. Don't stay in that mess up. Ultimately, we all are weak in certain areas of our lives. And we're not made to try and be our own strength in every single thing that we do. That's why we have an ultimate provider, and that's God. And He has given us this wonderful gift once you get to know Him and decide that you want to live your life with Him. He gives us this Holy Spirit who acts as a guide, as a counselor. He's like an advocate between Jesus Christ and us. So He's there to be our guide and to help us choose to focus on the right thing in our day-to-day lives. So my hope for you today is that this encourages you, it inspires you, and it motivates you to, one, stay focused and stay strong yourself, but also if you see somebody that you are around that seems to have lost their focus, help them gain it back too. Help them realign their focus to what it needs to be to push them forward. Because it's not just about us pushing past our struggles, but it's also about who we're able to help push past their struggles. Because when you get to the finish line, it's not about you getting there yourself. It's about who you've brought with you. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Be safe, stay warm, and be encouraged. This is encouragement and motivation from my heart. I hope you guys have an amazing day.